BlakeRadio.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Been heard live on Monday Night Raw in over almost 4 years, was heard multiple times this evening on Monday Night Raw. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania and MemLanePromo.com. I am, of course, Sorokin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
It was heard. It was the pop heard round the world, and he walked out looking every bit like the Batista we know and remember, minus some awkward tattoos.
Yeah, his back is full of tattoos.
Yeah.
It was kind of a mess, and people in Tumblr agree. But we'll get into that because I have a copyright for everyone. I can't say the words because then I would be charged money. Apparently.
Yeah.
We had a long discussion about that. That's kind of insane. But anyway, Monday Night Raw started off with the Authority, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, hyping that this is, in fact, the road to WrestleMania with the Royal Rumble this Sunday. Hunter said 30 men will step into the ring to compete for the compete in the Rumble for a chance to compete for the WWE World Heavyweight title at WrestleMania. Hunter said it is his distinct honor to welcome back one of these competitors. He says he's the man who's been a friend and a foe and have evolved together. Well, ladies and gentlemen, but
not quite.
Randy Orton came out and he was angry. Orton asked, who in the hell do they think they are? And then Stephanie replied, who in the hell do you think you are? Then Steph basically said, you know, everything's, we've had this big announcement for the WWE Network, and this is kind of actions you are doing. Stephanie said there has never been so many eyes on WWE because of this announcement. What did you do, Orton, last week? You lost to Kofi Kingston. Then you threw a fit and attacked John Cena's father. We then saw the actions of what he did. Steph said Orton attacked a helpless old man and his actions were in fact despicable. Stephanie raised her voice to note that it is unbecoming of a WWE World Heavyweight Champion. She said if Orton cannot abide by their authority, then he won't have to worry about defending the title or even being a part of the WWE roster.
Ooh.
Orton fired back with no, 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 and well... He was very angry, and then you know, Orton said he should be repaid for being the face of WWE. This is how he's being repaid, by bringing back Brock Lesnar, bringing back Batista. Orton told Stephen Hunter while they were too busy launching the network, he was busy dealing with their mess. He asked how he's supposed to react to the blatant disrespect from them. And then said he probably wouldn't have changed a damn thing about what happened last Monday night on Raw when he attacked John Cena's father. And Hunter stepped in and said, take the bass out of your voice, and then said, maybe, that he then said, maybe, you know, they made him WWE champion because they believed in him. He said no matter what problems it were going to create for himself, he can walk through the obstacles in a way to a befitting of the WWE, but it seems like he's somewhere else. Orton has lost faith in himself. He said this has led him to making unreasonable decisions, like losing to Kofi Kingston last week on Raw. Hunter said there's no shame in losing to Kofi because Orton should rise up and make it right. Instead, Orton punched a fenceless old man to cover for his shortcomings. Hunter said that he understands that Brock and then Batista are waiting at the door behind Cena, so Orton needs to rise up and fix things starting tonight. Therefore, Orton will face Kofi Kingston again tonight to make things right. And then we have a camera shot of the parking lot, and well, he told Orton to make things right when John Cena arrives tonight. Now, before we continue, though, Orton was mad, Stephanie had a mad, and they were intense with one another.
Yeah, Stephanie was not having any of Orton's crap tonight.
No, no. No, she wasn't. Then, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, it was the return of Dave Batista.
And he came out looking good.
So whether it's you, or John Cena, or someone else, I don't care. I'm back. To win the Royal Rumble match on Sunday, I'm back to be WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and I am back to headline WrestleMania. So deal with it.
Batista making no bones about it. The stage is set.
Well, Batista has set his sights on the WWE title. Welcome back, Batista.
I liked how cordial that was.
Mm-hmm. Batista's, you know, he's a very calm person.
Most of
the time. And then when the animal comes out, then that's a different story. But Batista, Dave, he's a calm person. Interesting use of him. It was like, I thought they would build, you know, when Orton came out, oh, they're just going to build up for Batista later. But no, Batista did show up and made it clear he's coming for the title.
So now Orton's got Batista breathing down his neck, and he's got Brock Lesnar breathing down his neck. And oh yeah, he's got John Cena too.
This Sunday.
Sucks to be Randy Orton.
It does suck to be Randy Orton at this point. Our first contest of the evening, Big E Langston and the WWE Tag Team Champions, Cody Rhodes and Goldust, taking on The Shield.
This is a great match.
Very, very, very good match. And it was just surprising. Seth Rollins actually pinned Big E Langston.
He did. He hit his finisher, which I didn't even realize he had a finisher. And pinned Big E for the 1-2-3, so the Shield are looking strong so far headed into the Rumble.
And
they seemed united.
They do seem united until things happen in the Royal Rumble, which they always sort of do. But it was interesting to see Rollins get the pin other than Dean and Roman, because Seth really usually doesn't pick up
Reigns.
The wins.
You mean Reigns.
Reigns. I mean, yes, Reigns. It's not often that Rollins gets the win for his team.
No, it's not, but, you know, it's something of they built up Dean, and they built up Roman, and now I guess they're starting to maybe build up Seth and make them all look strong individually, so that way when the split occurs, which we all know it's coming, possibly at the Royal Rumble, you never know, then it, you know,
everything will be all set for them.
Everything will be all set, and they'll be able to go on their separate ways. But I actually kind of want to see a Seth and Dean feud, just because they did one in FCW, and it was amazing. And apparently Seth likes to hit Dean's buttons, as we saw on SmackDown.
There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Now, it's the moment we've all sort of been sitting back and waiting for. By the way, the Yes Movement is about to hit Monday Night Raw, because he's once won. He is cleared from his concussion, so that's an update. That's
Yay!
Good. That's good. No signs, and he's all good. But now we get to hear from the one and only Daniel Bryan.
And some people say I shouldn't be the face of this company.
What an ugly face.
You know, after Raw last week, a lot of people have come up to me and asked me, Daniel, when you joined the Wyatts, did you have a plan? I think you people already figured it out. You see, because to take down a guy with a Messiah complex, it's not enough to take him down physically. You have to take him down mentally. And to do that, I had to do some things that I'm not proud of. I had to keep some of my friends in the dark. I had to absorb the punishment of indoctrination to be a part of the family. And worst of all, I had to stand side by side with three men who I absolutely despise to just wait for that one moment. And that moment came last week inside of a steel cage when I got Bray Wyatt one on one. And I know they're big fans of saying follow the buzzards, but guess what? Daniel Bryan doesn't follow anybody. And last week, I became the buzzard and I chewed on the carcass of Bray Wyatt. You know, Bray, this is for you. You like to talk about fate, but the truth is this. I exposed you. And this Sunday at the Royal Rumble, I'm going to do exactly the same thing, because right before I came out here, I was informed that Harper and Rowan are actually going to be in the Royal Rumble match. Which is perfect, because that leaves Bray Wyatt to go one-on-one with me. Yes! 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 Yes!
It's Daniel
yes!
Bryan and Bray
yes!
Wyatt at
yes!
the Rumble.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Careful what you ask for.
A man was not willing to die for something is not fit to live. Where I come from, being a traitor is a sin of the highest order, man. You did not expose me like you think, Brian. You only exposed yourself. For only a coward would use his free wings to fly right back into the cage where he came from. These people, these animals, oh, how they rewarded you. They cheered for you, Brian, as you stamped me out, as you battered me, Brian. Traitor. Hey, sheep. They only look up to you, Brian, because they chose to kneel. Traitor.
And what I want you to do now is I want you to go home and I want you to hug your mother. I want you to tell her you love her. I want you to tell her you're sorry. Because everything that happens to you from now on is your fault.
I just got to hear that pretty much in stereo because that was what was just on my replay of Raw, and then you, with you playing the video, it's like, oh, I get to hear it twice. Yay!
So, react.
Oh my god, this was fantastic. I was hoping for a little bit more details from Brian, like, you know, did he get to meet Steve? How many Hawaiian shirts Bray has? That kind of thing, but well, didn't get that, so instead we got what we got, which I will totally take, because Brian was on point, very strong promo, fantastic promo. They bugged our Skype call because we were saying, was it after this show, or was it after the rack that we said it?
One of the shows.
It was after one of the shows, basically, where we said that this is basically what they need to have Brian do. Come out and say that he purposely infiltrated the Wyatts to take the Wyatts down. And that's how you explain the split so quickly. That's probably the best option for it. And they went with it, which is great. It's perfect. It makes Brian look like a genius.
It does.
And then you have Bray come on the screen. Brilliantly shot. Brilliantly lit. You know, he had Brian in the dark arena, which was great. Made it really creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And you had Bray be very, very threatening without being over the top. Which was fantastic. I mean, the whole thing was so well done.
I just like throughout, traitor, 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 traitor. Fantastic.
Pretty much, yeah. That was well done. It was, I mean, the whole thing was good. It's, you know, where I come from, people who do that are traitors. And that's, or, you know, traitors are treated with the highest degree of punishment, or I forget what he said exactly, but that was well done. I mean, like I said, I don't have anything bad to say about this segment. It was great. What do you think?
It was a really good promo. I'm with you. I'm really with you. Really well done. Again, like I said, I like the word traitor. 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 Good stuff. Up next, Xavier Woods took on Fandango. And if you blinked, you missed it. Fandango won.
Pretty much, yeah. You had R-Truth on commentary. And this was not the best of matches.
They had no time. They weren't given any time, and it was just, here's a match, quickly, Fandango wins.
Yeah, pretty much. I think if they'd been given a little bit more time, both of them would have been able to shine better. But, I mean, it's just for what they were trying to do real quickly, it just wasn't good.
So Fandango wins, getting geared up for the Royal Rumble. Backstage, we have Kane standing around, and then Maddox walked in. Brad was taking credit for Batista's return, and then Kane said, well, you know that's not true. And then, in came Stephanie McMahon. She told Brad to leave and then asked Kane what he was thinking last week on SmackDown when he choked Sam CM Punk. Stephanie said it's bad enough that we're in attack John Cena Sr. last week on Raw. She said that they knew there was a risk changing Kane and putting him as the director of operations, but he needs to get a hold of himself because he is in a management position. Kane sort of tried to talk back, but Stephanie cut him off and says he cannot put his hands on any superstar, even if that superstar thinks the authority has some sort of hidden agenda against CM Punk. Kane was apologizing, but said Steph needs to do more by apologizing to CM Punk himself. Kane was like, I'm not going to do that, and they snapped back, and then Steph gave him a look. One of those looks where you always go from a female, it's like, don't you even try it.
No, that was the mother look. You will do it.
Mm-hmm. Don't even try it. you will do it as you're told. No matter what. So Kane lowered his head and took his marching orders, and he was coming to the ring to apologize to CM Punk. But before we get to that, react to that.
Kane's facial expressions. Oh my god, this is why they needed to take the mask off of him. They were tremendous. His reactions are just priceless. Just, once again, really starting to dig corporate Kane. Really like it. It's kind of awesome. And then there was an adorable picture of him from the backstage on the app, apparently. But, yeah, this was great, because you have Steph, you know, the authority is back. It's very clear they are back in charge, and they are not taking anybody's crap.
Right.
It's, you will do this. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. You will do this. I pretty much sat through this entire segment giggling like an idiot. And I sat through the whole next segment giggling like an idiot.
So that brings us to the next segment. Kane comes down to the ring and calls out CM Punk so he can apologize for his actions.
As director of operations, I overstepped my bounds and let my emotions get the best of me. It was wrong of me to take my anger out on you, even though technically I did save you from being attacked by five other superstars. So, Punk, I apologize for chokeslamming you on SmackDown.
I don't know if your microphone's working. I didn't hear a thing you just said. Here, maybe. Do you want to use mine? I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said I apologize.
Time.
No, it's okay. I don't need to embarrass you. I heard you. You apologize. You're sorry. It's cool. I'm sorry, too.
Oh, oh man. Wait a minute. Ted Punk. Hey, right after Kane.
Look at
Kane's
out.
Defenseless. What a despicable thing to do.
When has Kane ever been defenseless?
It's called payback in Punk's mind.
That is despicable.
Oh, Kane was defenseless, and then out came Brad Maddox. Brad Maddox basically said, you can't touch him, but I have people who can, and it would be one of the New Age Outlaws, and that would turn out to be Billy Gunn.
Again, sat here giggling like an idiot through this whole thing until the match, because once again, Kane was priceless. And this is going to be an interesting turning point for the character, because now he can't lay his hands on people. So Kane is going to have to get smarter about how he handles problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to see, because it still remains to be seen, how much power Kane has as the director of operations. And will he learn to use that power to his advantage?
We are going to have to see. Good segment. Liked it.
Very good segment. Very well done.
I love the crowd. Kane, I love the crowd going, one more time, one more time.
Right?
Just to drag it out.
It's amazing. Again, Kane's facial expressions, corporate Kane. Love it so much.
So the Outlaws played Rock, Paper, Scissors. Billy lost, so he gets to fight CM Punk in our next matchup. Road Dogg was on commentary and interfered throughout the matchup. He was good on commentary. Michael Cole needed to be quiet.
Yeah, he did.
Because Road Dogg and JBL were tremendous. on commentary. Billy and Punk had a good match. Good match.
They did. They really did. It's something of, as they keep saying, Billy is getting better and better in the ring, despite the fact that he apparently does not age.
Except for his hair.
Except for his hair. That's the only thing that keeps aging. But it's something of Billy and Punk mix very well together. I wish Cole had shut up because JBL and Road Dogg on commentary were tremendous. I kind of wanted it just to be JBL, Road Dogg, and King. And they just sit there and they tell stories the entire time. Would have been great.
Maybe some other time. Good match. CM Punk, despite the Road Dogg's interference, took out Billy Gunn with the GTS. Out came Kane, Brad Maddox, and then, well, Kane wanted to handle the business, three syllables, and basically said, you know, Punk, you have a chance to prove that you are the best in the world someday, because you will be number one.
And it seems Kane has learned to seize his power just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
By the way, I forgot to add when we were talking about the promo, I liked how Kane was like, you know, even though I saved you from getting killed by, you know, five other people, despite the fact that I totally sicked them on you, you know, I'm sorry. It's just like logic. That is Kane's logic right there, and it was amazing.
I was doing what's best for business. You didn't get beat down by five people and just got choke slammed by me. So, that's what happened.
I'm sorry. It's on my TV right now.
I know it is.
And his facial expression is priceless.
Is he waiting for CM Punk?
Yes!
Okay. Speaking of waiting, the camera goes, here's the camera in the backstage. Is Cena here? Is John Cena here? No, it's Brock and Heyman.
Uh-oh. Things just got real.
Business will be picking up. We had the Royal Rumble number package. The hype video that always... It's all about the numbers. Those packages are always good. Then we got the Mae Young tribute video we saw on SmackDown.
Which is a beautiful tribute video. If you haven't seen it,
it is on WWE.com and their YouTube page right
go
now.
Go watch it.
Up next, Rey Mysterio, Alberto Del Rio in match number 3 in their series. This matchup was slow to start. The finish got a little bit faster and it picked up a little bit. It got a little bit more interesting as the match went on. We saw Del Rio win with the cross arm breaker in the middle of the ring. So Del Rio wins.
Does the WWE realize that, you know, there are other people Alberto Del Rio and Rey Mysterio can fight besides each other or the Los Matadors or Sin Cara?
No.
Like, I don't understand why they're suddenly being isolated down so much.
Nope.
Like, that's the thing. You know, they put on a very solid match, but after you've seen it for the 15th, 16th billion time in recent memory, it's something of, it's like, yeah, it's a match. So it's like, could you find maybe something, you know, fresher?
Maybe, because they finished the series, it was best of three, I guess.
Well, they may have found him something fresher, based on what happens next.
Because out came Batista. Batista came out because Del Rio's been trash-talking him on house shows and on Twitter for the last 3 weeks. So Batista came out and, well, beat up Alberto Del Rio, hitting him with a spinebuster, and then a Batista bomb as the animal has been unleashed, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Alberto Del Rio and Batista have been having a little bit of a Twitter war. It's been kind of awesome. And, well, the war came to a head when Batista bombed Alberto Del Rio, which should teach Del Rio you don't talk smack, especially to a man that big that can literally break you in half. Just pointing that out.
Exactly. This is where we found out about his tattoos and how strange and weird it is. That he has all those tattoos on the back. He looks a little bit smaller, but he still has the definition and size you would expect. He's a little smaller than he was in his prime, but he's mid-40s now. That's to be expected.
He still looked really good.
Yeah,
he's still
a little bit less size, but he's still ripped, and he still has the look Batista.
Yeah, I mean, he still looks like himself, which is what's important, but...
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
That is all that matters. So we then had Big Show come to the ring. Did a Paul Heyman impression. It was interesting. And basically called out Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar... Paul Heyman first came out. Looked around. Smirked. Out came Brock Lesnar. They walked to the ring, they walked back, Big Show called him back out again, Brock finally came back out, made his way to the ring, tried to get in the ring, and every time he did, he got flustered by Big Show. At one point, Brock almost landed on his head, falling out of the ring. That was not cool, Brock. Don't start killing yourself. Don't fall on your head. He, you know, tore up the announce table, tried going in with the ring with a steel chair. But in the end, Big Show had his number, and it'll be interesting to see what happens Sunday.
It will be interesting to see what happens Sunday. This was a little anticlimactic, I'm not going to lie, but there's not a lot you can do with it. The Heyman impression was great by Big Show.
Mm-hmm.
But this was, like I said, this was just a little eh.
You wanted more of a confrontation.
Yeah, you wanted a little bit more of a confrontation, and it's something that they obviously, like I said, they can't do much because Brock doesn't fight for free. So it's you had them roll around for a little bit, which makes me curious about the match on Sunday and what's going to happen on Sunday. So, again, a little bit of an anticlimactic thing, but it works.
It worked. If you do not have the WWE app and you did not see the full segment between AJ Lee, Tamina Snuka, and Bad News Barrett, find the video. It was tremendous. Tamina threw AJ Lee a party. No one showed up, and that's when Barrett delivered some bad news to AJ Lee. And then AJ flipped out, threw a cake in the face of Tamina instead of hitting Josh Matthews, but there was like one point in the promo where she's flipping out over the color of the balloons. Is this Easter? With the colors of balloons that were there? Yeah, that was tremendous. Go find it. It is worth seeing.
Oh, it completely is. It's awesome.
And we totally would have showed up at your party, AJ, if we were invited.
Yeah, we would have come, and we would have brought cupcakes.
We would have. We would have brought cupcakes. And cookies. Still looking for John Cena. He's not there yet. But it's AJ Lee and Tamina Snuka taking on Cameron and Naomi. Solid match for the time that was given. The one thing I will say, Naomi needs to slow down just a little bit. She gets a little too hyper and too fast. Slow it down just a little bit. You'll be good. Naomi rolled up AJ Lee for the victory.
I would agree with that. You know, you calm her down and you settle into a good pace and that'll be good.
She came in off that hot tag and was really, really fast. Just needed to slow down like a half a second and perfect.
Yeah. But otherwise, pretty solid match. You had AJ Lee freak out in the middle of the ring afterwards, which is always hilarious.
It is always awesome. And the best part about this whole thing, I forgot to mention, ties with the video that they showed. Like, AJ's hanging on the ropes like she normally does, looks over at Tamina and goes, "I'm innocent, I swear." With the look on her face. "I'm so innocent, I swear."
No, it's sorry. Sorry. Please don't kill me. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm innocent. I'm sorry, I swear to God, I'm sorry. So yeah, there's that. Oh, we got the by the numbers video. hype the matches for Sunday, Ryback, primetime players, the Real Americans are now in the match, the Wyatts are in the match. So the list continues to grow. Speaking of them Wyatts, they were in action, now growing. And Luke Harper took on the Usos in a tag team showdown. Physical match.
They got rough quick.
Yes, yes, they did.
Luke got in the ring and he started whopping him and Uso, and it's like, God, dude.
The two had a really physical showdown. Then there was one point Bray had a very happy face on it, look on his face. Then later in the match, stood up and taunted the crowd a little bit, and, you know, told everyone about the punishment that's happening in the ring. Will it be the punishment Brian gets Sunday, and that he's basically going to hell?
Yeah, that was, which, it's like you're sitting there, you're watching the match, they're going back and forth, they're having a good match, they're getting plenty of time, and then all of a sudden Bray starts talking, and it's like, wait, when did he get a mic? Where did that come from? And he starts cutting a promo on Daniel Bryan, which, of course, you know the whole thing is leading to, obviously, Daniel Bryan coming out and attacking Bray Wyatt, because, you know, it's like they have a match Sunday. That's the whole point. But I mean, as far as the tag team portion of the match, it was really good.
Very physical.
Very physical, as usual, per the Wyatts. Poor Eric. He tried to... Poor Eric. He tried to use the claw to push one of the Usos over the top rope, and, well, it didn't quite work.
No, he sort of tried, and the Uso just wasn't going over.
Yeah, poor Eric. He tried. He tried so hard. But otherwise, other than that, it was a really physical, really good match. I liked Bray's promo. Very well done, because he's basically sitting there taunting the crowd, and he got the crowd to respond, which is always helpful.
It really is. Daniel Bryan, as Lindsay mentioned, came out, attacked Bray Wyatt from behind, causing distractions, and the Usos once again have the Wyatt family's numbers. They pick up the victory, leading into the Royal Rumble.
By the way, I need digitals or GIFs or something of Bray Wyatt leaning against the ring apron or the ring, basically leaning against the ring, smiling at Brian and sticking his tongue out at him. I need pictures of that. So if somebody could find those, or if somebody could catch those, I would like love you forever. Just, you know, pointing that out.
Again, John Cena not here. Kofi Kingston, Randy Orton in our main event of the evening. Silent matchup between the two. Orton keeps looking. Where's Cena? Where's Cena? Where's Cena? And then suddenly the camera goes, hey, look! It's a bird! It's a plane! It's John Cena in his neon colors running to the arena, running to the ring. And they, you know, Orton is like, oh no, oh no. Kofi's holding onto his leg. He gets out of the ring. Kofi blocks him going one way. Cena came around the other way, and then Cena went, I'm screwed, and starts running through the crowd. Cena chases them, and they brawl through the crowd all the way up to the concession stand. Orton runs through the doors and out of the arena, and then hops into a passenger side of a car and drives away. And that's how Monday Night Raw ended. John Cena walked back into the arena and celebrated with the capacity crowd on hand.
This was a really nice way to close the show, even though it was kind of a joke that Cena wasn't there, and Cena wasn't there, and Cena wasn't there. It was a really nice way to close the show and sort of bring that match a little bit more oomph to it, because it's kind of been lacking. You know, they did a nice job with involving Cena's father. You have Cena have the proper response, as opposed to constipation face, or not caring, which is he's upset. He's angry. He wants to get at Randy Orton. And you have John Cena come for Randy Orton. They brawl all through the crowd, up and out of the arena. You have Orton do the proper thing, which is, you know, run away, like the good heel that he is.
He knows he's screwed, so he's going to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, so it was all really well done, and it added just that little extra something going into Sunday. And I'm sure they'll do a little bit more on SmackDown, but I wouldn't anticipate a lot.
I don't expect very much, if anything at all, because I think the whole point is they can't be in the same building together. And coming up on Sunday, which we'll talk about Thursday on the rack, will Cena's, you know, emotion cost him against Randy Orton?
They very well could.
So we will see. But that was Monday Night Raw. It was a solid build to the Royal Rumble. I'm excited. I'm ready for it. Love the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I actually told Rock, it's like, I'm actually halfway, you know, considering buying this one. Just because it's like, it's the Rumble. And if nothing else, you want to see it for the Rumble, which is an hour of the pay-per-view. But it's like, I'm excited for Daniel and Bray. I'm actually excited to see Batista wrestle again. I'm curious about Orton and Cena. I'm curious about Big Show and Lesnar. Because, you know, they could go one of two ways. They could either be really good or they could be really bad. But it's something of, I know at least the Royal Rumble match will be good and there's going to be surprises and we don't know who's going to show up.
Gong.
I keep telling you, the ovaries are forecasting the Raw after the Rumble.
Yeah, I know. I know. So yeah, there you go. That is Monday Night Raw in a nutshell. Which means we are done for this Monday night here on the Wild Talk Radio Network for the Raw post show. You can check out The Rack Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, we'll be talking all about Genesis Part 2. Bless you, Cane Kittens. Bless you. Thank you. You knew exactly which part I was talking about. So anyway, you can check out our recap of Genesis Part 2 for TNA. We will also be doing Pick'em and discussion about the Royal Rumble. We're going to break down all the matches. We're going to break down the Rumble. And we're going to maybe try to pick the winner of the Rumble. Though it's might be a little bit more apparent now than it was a couple weeks ago. We've also got news. We've got Question of the Night. And of course, we have Tweet of the Week. So, The Rack, Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern. Right after Impact on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, and the unusual. I can tell you this, we're picking a lot on Saturday. Repicking, picking, and all that fun stuff. Because somebody missed the show, so we have to go back through the Golden Globes. There's the Grammys, we're going to get them to pick. We're going to do the Rumble. So much is happening. Tune in. CB Radio. It's weird, it's wacky, it's unusual, and when the hosts don't show up, we bug their Twitter. That's all we do. We blow up their phone. And it's amazing.
At least you're not Drew McIntyre and you didn't do to Rob what they did to Sheamus.
Yeah, that's a good though I do have the power to do that.
Yes, I know you do. Don't abuse your power. Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
Trust me, I know. Trust me. Sunday, you can check out the Wrestling Radio Awards at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Keep an eye on Facebook and Twitter. We'll give you an exact time when they air. WTR Sunday night live at 11 p.m. Eastern, covering everything that happens at the Royal Rumble. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of the Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, ProWrestlingTees.com/Rock Radio Show. You go.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lynx Ward, LynxWard. You can go to my website, PsychWardDesigns.com. Check that out. Under the Contact Us section of Psych Ward Designs is a link to my Redbubble store if you like my artwork, if you'd like to buy my artwork. Pieces are available at my Redbubble store, so please feel free, go to both the website and the store, check them out. And if you like something, buy it. I would greatly appreciate it. You can also check out my artwork at Behance.net/Lynx Ward, and of course, visit CastyRiley.net for all your Casty Riley needs. You can also check out RackRadioShow.com for The Rack and all the great interviews we've done, including all the nominated interviews for the WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Let's get the plug right. Including The Miz, Arion Andrews, a.k.a. Cameron, Trish Stratus, Brian Shields, and Matt Goldberg, as well as Tara, and so many more. We got so many nominations, I can't keep them all straight.
Santino is in there as well.
Yeah, sorry, we get a lot, so please go to RackRadioShow.com, check them out, and of course, buy the official t-shirt wear.
ProWrestlingTees.com/RackRadioShow. We will see you next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack. Night, everybody.
You can't see me, my time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me, my time is now.
WildTalkRadio.com.